So we began to prove our allegiance to Satan by breaking God's commandments. And in the end, there was only one that remained unbroken. You shall not murder. So in the Satanic Bible, the copy I had, I think they have edited that out of it since then, but the copy that I had said that on the choice of a human sacrifice, that you were to choose people who didn't give to society anything, didn't beg by their actions to be, you know, exterminated. So we did a ritual, a lust ritual one night, and we drove to the Circle K. And I had a 357 Magnum, you know, revolver in my hand. Whenever he looked at me, I lifted the gun up and squeezed the trigger, and I missed. It whizzed right by his head. My friend and I traded places, and he got confused, I guess, because he ran almost right upon me. He almost, he knocked me down. And when he was just about 2 feet from me, I squeezed the trigger for the third time, and the bullet entered through his heart and through his lungs, and it was a hollow white shell. And blood completely splattered on the opposite wall, and he hit the ground, and we walked out. We didn't take any money, we didn't take any merchandise. We only took the life of an innocent man.
And the reason that Sean did that, John, that was murder number one. The Circle K convenience store clerk in Oklahoma City. He did that because he said he needed more power. And I want to point this out. When a teenager gets into Satanism, first it's drinking blood, first it's slasher film, first it's the satanic Bible, then they start sacrificing dogs and kittens. The thought of the Satanist is if you extinguish life, you receive the power of the life you extinguish. And that's why certain portions of the body. After killing this convenience store clerk, 5 months went by, and no one knew, except for Sean's close friend. And then 5 months later, he decided, after having a recurrent death ritual dream about his mom and dad, to kill his mom and dad. And this next clip tells us a little bit about why Sean turned on his family.